ونؤمن بالله ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم وقال سبحانه وتعالى وما أرسلنا من رسول إلا ليطاع بإذن الله وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من رغب عن سنتي فليس مني صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسول كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Respected brothers and elders in Islam, love is something sacred. It's something which no measure, no yardstick can determine it. It's something which its display differs from person to person, occasion to occasion. For example, a person loves his mother, a person loves his wife, he loves his sister, he loves his daughter. But the way he will express his love to all of them will be different. Likewise, today you find in the world, the Jews claim to love Allah, Christians claim to love Allah, the Hindus claim to love Allah. Likewise, all creeds claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you'll find us, the Muslims on the other hand, also claiming to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we understand that everyone, me and you, every single person on the surface of the earth, aspires for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the question is, how do we obtain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ قُلْ Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to those who claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to those who aspire for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ If you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love, فَاتَّبِعُونِي Follow me, follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, follow my way, follow my sunnah. In turn, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you, يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ In turn, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you His love. Not only that, يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ He will forgive your sins. But insan today, it is unfortunate that due to the Western influence that we are made to believe that success, contentment, peace lies in following the latest fashions, living in luxurious homes, driving flashy cars. This is a deception. وَمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهُ وَلَعِبُ This world is only full of amusement, entertainment. This is a test from Allah. Allah says, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا That all these things that you see that we have placed on the surface of the earth, oh human being, understand that we have placed all these things as a purification for this dunya. And why have we placed it? So that we may test you. Which of you will bring the good? Which of you will bring the most good deeds? By that in today's world, no matter how many times you tell a person, he still looks for ways, he still looks for systems, he still looks for methods, thinking that these ways, these methods are good for him and will bring him success. But what Al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what that personality who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٍ يُوحَىٰ, that he does not speak according to his own accord. Whatever action, whatever he says, this is wahi, this is what we're giving him, this is what we're commanding him. What he says, وَخَيْرُ الْهَدِي هَدِي مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, the best system, the best method, the best way is only the way, the tariqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No other way. The only way, the only system is that of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and nothing else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it easy for us. Has made our path to salvation very easy by following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the most simplest, practical, most beautiful way. In fact, it is the way of life which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, human beings, we look for respect, we look for honor. By Allah, if a person is looking for respect, is looking for honor, in following the ways of the East and the West, the cultures of the East and the West, in thinking if I wear a certain brand, then I'll get the respect, if I drive a certain car, I'll gain the respect of society, if I have this, if I have that, he's thinking on how to get the respect, how to earn the respect. By Allah, you'll never find the respect, you'll never find the honor. See, look through the pages of history, look at history. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defines the honor. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave honor. To who did He give the honor? You'll find that if you have to go to history, at the beginning of our history, the sovereign Muslim nation, you'll find that at that time there were great main superpowers, two great empires. The Roman Empire and the Persian Empire. These two empires have reached the zenith of power. They boasted economical prosperity, military capability and influence that extended to much of the globe. And on the other hand, what you had? In the dry deserts of Arabia, you had a semi-nomadic people, an uneducated, disunited, a people who had nothing going for them, in other words. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose this group that was unnoticed, disunited, had nothing going for them, to become the primary promoters and propagators of the salvation of the humankind, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, لَقَدْ بَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعْثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ, that He has shown favors, He has pleased, He has favored this mu'mineen. By what? By sending His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amongst them. The amazing part, when this sahaba, when this people, when this group accepted the da'wah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they entered into the fold of Islam completely, and it became their life. Then you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates, takes them heights, maqam, position. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding them, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. That people who have went ahead, those people who have preceded and surpassed everyone, the muhajirin and ansar, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, radiyallahu anhum wa radwan, I'm pleased with them, they are pleased with me. I am pleased with them, they are pleased with me, for that I have prepared for them jannat, gardens which rivers flow, and they will be in it forever. My brothers, death is success. Debt is respect. Debt is honor. Umar radiallahu ta'ala an says, Inna kunna adhallu qawmin, adhalla qawmin, azzanallahu bil Islam. That we are the most wretched, most humiliated nations on the surface of the earth. We used to bury our daughters alive. We used to oppress people. To such an extent that no great empires, no great conquerors of that time wanted to rule over us. So bad was the nation. Azzan Allahu bil Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us honor to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who brought this beautiful deen to us. فَمَهْمَا نَحْذُبُ الْعِزَّةِ بِغَيْرِ مَا عَزَّنَ اللَّهِ أَذَلَّنَ اللَّهِ And that day that we will seek, that day that we will look for honor, that day that we will look for respect in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not given us respect through, أَذَلَّنَ اللَّهِ Then we must prepare for disgrace and humiliation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded us. The sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this way, this is a Mubarak way. What advice Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us? Says, فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّتِي خُلَفَاءِ رَاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ تَمَسَّكُوا بِهَا وَعَضُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِزِ What a Mubarak, beautiful advice, command from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The O human being, O mu'mineen, I command you, hold firm to my way, hold firm to my tariqah, and the ways of my sahaba, emphasizing the point of holding firm. He says like how a person will bite on something with his mole. With his molars. How you'll hold firm to that thing. Hold firm to my sunnah. Hold firm. Don't leave. You know the story of Iyaz. Iyaz was a minister of a great king of his time. He was a very intelligent among his colleagues, his other ministers. The king liked him more than the others. Now as is human nature, the other ministers' hearts were burning. Why is this person, why the king likes him more than us? Hasad, jealousy. Why is he more beloved to the king than us? What makes him more special? So the king one day understood and he wanted to show why he likes Iyaz more. So then one day he sets out his treasures in the kingdom. He opens his treasures of gold and silver and whatever you name it. And he called the whole kingdom. And he says, today I've opened my treasures. Whoever you go, whoever, whatever you touch, that becomes yours forever. Keep it. Whatever your hand will lay, whatever your hand will touch, that becomes yours. Everybody getting excited, hearing this command from the king. Everybody rushes out, grabbing whatever they can. So the other ministers, they all ran. Grabbing, taking whatever of gold, whatever of diamond, whatever of silver, whatever they can get from the treasures. Only one person was standing with the king. And he asked. Now the other ministers are like, hey, didn't this person hear what the king said? This king told us to go grab whatever we can get, and he is just standing. There's something wrong with him. Then the king asked Iyaz, Iyaz, didn't you hear my command? Didn't you hear what I said? Ya says to the king that I heard you clearly. Confirmation's sake, are you sure what you're saying? That whatever my hand touches, I keep. The king says, yeah, that's what I said. You go, whatever you touch of my kingdom, whatever of my treasures, that becomes yours. He said, are you sure? I'm sure. Are you sure? I'm sure, he asked. And then he stretches out his hand and he places his hand on the king. And he says, if I have you, then I have the whole kingdom. If I have you, I have the whole kingdom. So intelligent. So like this, if you hold firm to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we have to stretch our hand and hold firm to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are we getting? The pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever it contains. What else do you ask for? Hold firm to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us? For among the many things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us, one is you securing the love of Allah, which everybody desires for. يحببكم الله, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you, holding firm to the sunnah. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you, يغفر لكم ذنوبكم. He will forgive you your sins. Every day we come for namaz, every day we asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us, every day we committing sins are here, just for holding firm to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is saying, you are guaranteed my forgiveness. What else are you asking? Holding firm to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are you getting? The ultimate success. Allah says, وَمَنْ يُتَعِدْ رَسُولًا فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Whoever obeys this Rasul, indeed he is successful. He guarantees himself the companionship of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَنْ أَحَبَّ سُنَّتِي فَقَدْ أَحَبَّنِي وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي كَانَ مَعِي فِي جَنَّةِ. Whose words? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever loves my sunnah, whoever practices, revives my sunnah, has loved me. Whoever loves me, guaranteed companionship with me in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. What are you getting? A reward of 100 shaheed. They say, a person who fights in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is killed, before his blood can touch the ground, all his sins are forgiven. And hereby practicing one sunnah. The hadith says, مَنْ تَمَسَّكَ بِسُنَّةِ عِنْدَ فَسَادِ أُمَّتِي كَانَ لَهُ أَجْرُ مِئَةِ الشَّهِيدِ. He will get the reward of 100 martyrs. Not one. 100. As you know, this is the time of fitna and fasad. Widespread. The festive season is right here. And we can see, we don't have to explain. So practicing the sunnah, what will it cause us? It will only be doing good for ourselves. Man in ahsantum ahsantum li anfusikum. If you do good, it's only for yourselves. It's not for anyone else. So take our time. Let's practice one sunnah. One sunnah I would like to share with you today. Afshu salam. Let's practice. Give salam wherever we go. We're entering your home, we're coming to the masjid, we're going back home. Entering the house. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to give salam. In this is barakah, it brings barakah in the homes. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us tawfiq to practice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the sunnah part and parcel of our lives until the day we die. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.